Things themselves do not touch the soul, not in the least degree, nor have they admission to the soul, nor can they turn or move the soul. But the soul turns and moves itself alone, and it consolidates the things that present themselves to it with whatever judgments it may think proper to make of those things. In one respect, man is the nearest thing to me, in so far as I must do good to men and endure them. But in so far as some people make themselves obstacles to my own business, man becomes one of the things that are indifferent to me, no less than the sun or wind or a wild beast. Now it is true that these may impede my action, but they are no impediments to my volition and disposition, which have the power of acting conditionally and changing. For the mind converts and changes every hindrance to its activity into an aid, and so that which is a hindrance to some activity is made a furtherance to it, and that which is an obstacle on the road helps us on this road. Reverence that which is best in the universe. This is what makes use of all things and directs all things, and likewise reverence that which is best in yourself. This is of the same kind as that, for in yourself also, that which makes use of everything else is this, and your life is directed by this. That which does no harm to the state does no harm to the citizen. In the case of every appearance of harm, apply this rule. If the state is not harmed by this, neither am I harmed. If, on the other hand, the state is harmed, you must not be angry with him who does harm to the state, but show him where his error is. Think often about the rapidity with which things pass by and disappear, both the things which are and the things which are produced. For substance is like a river in a continual flow, and the activities of things are in constant change, and the causes work in infinite varieties, and there is hardly anything which stands still. And consider this which is near to you, this boundless abyss of the past and of the future, in which all things disappear. How then is he not a fool, who is puffed up with such things or plagued about them, and makes himself miserable? For they vex him only for a time, and a short time. Think of the whole substance of the universe, of which you have a very small portion, and of the whole of time, of which a short and indivisible interval has been assigned to you, and of that which is fixed by destiny, and how small a part of it you are. Does another do me wrong? Let him look to it himself. He has his own disposition, his own activity. I now have what the universal nature wills me to have, and I do what my own nature now wills me to do. Let the part of your soul that leads and governs be undisturbed by the movements of the flesh, whether of pleasure or of pain, and let it not lose itself in them, but let it circumscribe itself and limit those feelings to the parts they affect. But when these feelings rise up to the mind by virtue of that reverse flow of sympathy that naturally exists in a body, which is a unity, then you must not strive to resist the sensation, for it is natural, but let not the ruling part of itself add to the sensation any judgment that it is either good or bad. Live with the gods. And he does live with the gods, who constantly shows to them that his own soul is at ease with what is assigned to him, and that it fulfills all the wishes of the guardian spirit that Zeus has given as a portion of himself to every man for his guardian and guide. And this is every man's understanding and reason. Are you angry with him whose armpits stink? Are you angry with him whose breath smells foul? What do you expect of him? He has such a mouth, he has such armpits. It is necessary that such an emanation must come from such things. But the man has reason, it will be said, and he is able, if he makes some effort, to discover where he causes offence. I wish you well of your discovery. Here you have reason. By your rational faculty, stir up his rational faculty. Show him his error, admonish him. If he listens, you will cure him, and there is no need of anger. As they say, where there are neither declaiming actors nor whores. But why so? As you intend to live when you leave the world, so it is in your power to live while you are in it. If you are not permitted to do so, then get away out of life, yet in such a way as if you suffered no harm by it. The house is smoky, and I quit it. Why do you think that this is any problem? But so long as nothing of the kind drives me out, I remain a free individual, and no man shall hinder me from doing what I choose. And I choose to do what is according to the nature of the rational and social animal.